it to me again, boys.
Thank you.
Jambalaya, your new unpredictable music mix that's always delicious. Hear the freshest new releases from all genres any day of the week. Go to cjsf.ca for our schedule and the latest Jambalaya.
Closing out this week's big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rock and blues music. This week showcasing the Canadian nominees for the recently announced 44th Blues Music Awards, being held in Memphis on May 11th. From their 2021 Double Blues Music Award nominated and the winner of the Traditional Blues Album of the Year, we had Sue Foley with the instrumental title track, Pinky's Blues. Sue has been nominated for 10 Blues Music Awards since 2003 and has taken home 3 awards. Before that, from Vancouver's Colin James, we had Change It from his 2021 Maple Blues Award nominated Open Road. Open Road was nominated in the Blues Rock Album category. Shockingly, this is Colin's first nomination at the Blues Music Awards. From this year's Blues with a Feeling Lifetime Award winning Harrison Kennedy, featuring Colin Linden on guitar, we had Cranky Woman from his 2022 Maple Blues Award nominated Thanks for Tomorrow. Harrison received 2 nominations at this year's Blues Music Awards for Acoustic Blues Artist of the Year and Acoustic Blues Album of the Year. This is Harrison's 3rd nomination in the category. Since 2013, Harrison has been nominated for 9 Blues Music Awards. Before that, from 2022's Blues from Chicago to Paris, a tribute to Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon, we had Canada's legendary Kenny Blues Boss Wayne with his cover of Willie Dixon's Somebody Tell That Woman. Kenny was nominated for the Pine Top Perkins Piano Player of the Year Award and was nominated for the same award in 2012. And I got this week's big block of blues started off with Vancouver Island's Blue Moon Marquee and the title track from their Maple Blues Award-winning and Blues Music Award-nominated Scream, Holler, and Howl. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. We're getting into our last stretch of the show. Got a few more things I want to squeeze in here. Starting off this set, from their 2017 Blues Music Award-winning self-titled debut, this is Memphis's Southern Avenue with What Did I Do?
Just packing up, getting ready to go.
Closing out that set from 1969's A Long Way From Home, we had Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry with Packing Up, Getting Ready. Legendary Piedmont blues guitarist, songwriter, and vocalist Brownie McGee passed away 27 years ago Thursday, February 16, 1996 at 80. Born Walter Brown McGee in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1915, he made his first recordings in 1940, cutting 12 songs in just 2 days, and for a while was marketed as Blind Boy Fuller No. 2. Not long after that, he teamed up with harmonica master Sonny Terry, beginning a successful and tumultuous partnership, touring Europe in the 1950s, playing Montreux in 1973, releasing dozens of albums, and continuing into the 1980s before they eventually went their separate ways. Brownie McGee also recorded with the likes of Champion Jack Dupree, Lead Belly, Arlo Guthrie, John Hammond, John Mayle, his brother Stick McGee, Lightnin' Hopkins, and Robin Ford. He performed on Broadway, appeared in Steve Martin's The Jerk in 1979, and in the 1987 film Angel Heart as guitarist Toots Sweet, and appeared on TV shows Family Ties and Matlock. Brownie McGee was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1997. And I got that set started off with Memphis's Southern Avenue and What Did I Do from their 2017 self-titled debut. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in again this week. I'll be back in 7 days with 2 new hours of the best in rock and blues music. It's time for the final vinyl. Taking us out, Canada's legendary Dutch Mason was born Norman Byron Mason 85 years ago Sunday, February 19, 1938 in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. Raised in a musical family, by 14 he was playing drums, piano, harmonica, and guitar, influenced by early Sun Records stars Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis. He began performing regularly in the mid-50s, playing rock and rockabilly, but by the 1960s his focus had turned to the blues. The Dutch Mason Trio released their debut album at the Candlelight in 1968. Dutch Mason was the inaugural winner of the CBC's Saturday Night Blues Great Canadian Blues Award in 1992. He was also nominated for a Maple Blues Award, a Juno, and in 2002 was an inaugural inductee into the Canadian Jazz and Blues Hall of Fame. He was awarded the Order of Canada in 2005, and also in 2005 received the East Coast Music Awards Lifetime Achievement Award, the first person to do so. From 1979's Wish Me Luck, this is the Dutch Mason Band with their cover of Poke Salad Annie.
Some of y'all been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you what it's all about. You know, it used to be a weed growed out in the field. Some people used to call it a poke salad. You know, I used to know a girl live up on the hill. Every evening around supper time, she come round and cook her up a mean mess of it. You know what she couldn't cook up, she put in a pipe and smoke it. Poke salad, Anna. The gator's got your banner. Chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame that a mama been a working on a chain gang. Bless my soul. Play me a little bit, son. Feels good. Mm-mm-mm. Supper time, we're going down to the truck stand. Pick a mess of poke salad, get home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Anna. The gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame that a mama been a working on the chain gang. Lord, Lord. You know, I think I'm gonna pick me up a mean mess of it. You know, I don't even care if the gators do got my granny. I just got to have some poke salad. That tastes good. I think I'll take some home for myself. Oh, that pot's hot. son. I call it the hot pot. Son. Load, load.
This is Brent Morrison of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'd like to remind listeners in Metro Vancouver listening on CJSF 90.1 FM to stick around on Thursday mornings for the Canadian Philosophy Show at 9. And if you're listening to the Tuesday night rebroadcast, stick around for Jazz Boulevard at midnight.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, a.k.a. SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.